MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Joined today by special guest, warms my heart when I get him to do my show. You know, he graces us with his presence.
Yay.
He comes out of his ivory tower.
Mister.
And joins us here.
Joe Coletta.
Joe Coletta.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you for joining us, Joe. I really, really appreciate
it. This is my first time on the air with Kyle. And Kyle, can I just tell you, I can relate. I was listening to the intro opener. I can't tell you how many times I've rubbed my dick raw to Marie.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
That was the point of the promo, right?
Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Okay.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. If you still use that function on your smartphone device, or just go to morelikeradio.com/live where you can join the chat room and interact in real time. If not, just download. Now we have our own feed on iTunes and on Google Music and all those other places.
How do I get there?
Just search for Hippo Juice. It'll pop up. We're still up on the More Like Radio. We still prefer you subscribe to More Like Radio.
We're on both.
The station. But
if you we're in the singular and the plural.
You don't want to.
No.
You could subscribe just to us. And Dutch and Royce also has their own thing.
So convenient.
Yeah, just to make it easier. A lot of people were asking me, so I figured let's do it. That voice you hear is Marie. Don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Just Lopez.
And producer Joel Dutch Van Wiggerden.
I can't see without his glasses. Put his glasses on. Put on his glasses.
I fucking love that. What a great movie. We should watch it. We should, you know what?
We
need a riff
really
tracks.
Really funny.
That. We should riff tracks that. I really believe we should do it.
You think that would go over well?
Yeah. Dutch and Royce, we haven't done it in a long time, but Dutch and Royce, for the new listeners, used to do that for really bad movies. We did it with Starship Troopers.
Ones.
Yeah. Birdemic 2. Really good. Really, really good.
We haven't done that in a while.
We put the entire Birdemic 2 up on YouTube and made fun of it, and all they said was just please give us credit on this.
Well, right. We asked permission first.
It was
and
a good
then
movie.
Made fun
it was
of
a
it.
Good movie.
But then interviewed the guy.
It was not a good movie. So that's it. Yeah, that's a three-man team tonight. The dream team, if you will.
The dream team. The original team. The team with a dream.
That's us.
Let's go cream.
Can you consider me an original? You guys were doing it for at least a year before I jumped on.
Yeah, but before you, we were unprofessional, Hippo Juice.
We were talking into the wrong part of our microphones 8 years ago.
Literally,
there's a lot of room ambiance.
I would say everything pre you was just experimentation. Like if I were in college and going through a phase.
There you go.
That's what Hippo Juice was before you. And then you came and then we're like, oh, we have a producer now. This is actually a real show.
Right.
Pay no attention to the podcast behind the curtain.
Behind the curtain, right.
Right.
Wait, though I have to ask, Royce, did one of our best of bits where we asked what your favorite superpower would be, and Nathan, an original Hippo Juice member, he would want to fly, but then we had a stipulation of you had to get fucked in the butt to have your power, and he still wanted the power of flight.
Yes, he did. I think he just wanted to
get
fucked.
Was that Dutch? Were you on at that time?
No, that was before that.
That
I
was,
think I was before me.
That
yeah.
was one of the best pre-cum hippo juiced episodes. And by cum, I mean Joel pre-cum. Coming onto the show.
I like that.
Producer alcoholic extraordinaire is what Western Echo calls you. Fair description. That is a fair description.
Yeah.
Maul in the chat says Dutch has been on long enough to be considered a classic.
I want to blow a guy in front of the girl I like, and maybe that'll impress her.
That's Jesus. Nate.
Wow, how bad the sound. That's,
that was old. That I think oof. I actually.
Oof.
That was before. Yeah, I helped you guys with your audio.
That's rough to listen to.
Dennis, welcome, Dennis. Ask who else misses Nick and Dutch.
You mean the Sugar Lounge?
Yeah, that happened after.
We all had some growing pains.
We that guy was a hustler, man. He got us on like the top 20 podcasts at one point iTunes list.
It's all the cocaine he did.
Yeah, but back in the day.
A lot of cocaine, yes.
A lot of cocaine.
That's not an incredible feat, though, because you're talking about, what, 2006, 2007?
I don't remember.
Around 2008, I think.
2008.
There weren't a lot of podcasts back then.
We are kind of the OG podcasters. Now we're just lumped in with every other billionth podcast.
Every other fuckhead out there with a fucking webcam mic that's screaming.
We had our heyday where we were on the homepage of Mogulus.
Remember Mogulus?
Before it became Livestream.
Yeah. And then we jumped ship with Livestream.
Because it did fall apart.
We are sellout Sally's, aren't we?
Of course we are.
Sellout? We left because the people told us to.
What do you mean by the people?
Our listeners kept saying Livestream is making me log in to leave comments.
And honestly, the truth is, once YouTube came out with live streaming, nothing in my you can't compete with that.
Is Ustream even a thing anymore?
It is, but we you have to join YouTube. It's just we've picked up a lot of new listeners just by people just popping up, you know, because it pops up sometimes randomly on people that are live, and it
pops
just,
up. Facebook notifies you if anyone.
Well, that's
goes
Facebook.
Live.
I said YouTube. Oh. Facebook. Yeah, Facebook's cool too. I mean, I wish I could do the whole show thing.
I knew it was only a matter of time before both of those sites picked up what live streaming Mogulus was doing.
Oh yeah.
So.
And Ustream, don't forget about Ustream.
Remember Ruby from Ustream? When Ustream first came out, like it was hilarious. Like their tactic was, let's just go pirate all the big shows from live stream and bring them over here. And man, did we fall for that one.
We didn't fall for it. We had a whole thing. I'm telling you, it was all about Livestream was open source for you to leave an anonymous comment, and then they forced you to create an account and log in to leave comments. And so then we jumped ship to Ustream because they didn't force you to do it, which is where we met our contact at Ustream, who put us on the homepage for like one day, and then never again, and we never heard from her again. Because then they had Adam Carolla or some shit, and we didn't matter.
Oh, but he's doing good. He's still doing good.
I would say that Joe Rogan
is probably the one at 30.
Surpassed him.
Was it 60 something million downloads? 60 something million?
Crazy number.
He's always in the top, whatever.
Like he has more downloads than the Tonight Show had with Johnny Carson was as big as. You know what I mean? Like that's how big the median is.
You remember how like Anthony got into doing this stuff because of us?
Yeah, and because then
Rogan,
of us.
Oh yeah,
Rogan. Joel fully admits that he got into doing it because of Anthony.
Joel. I know. Oh god damn it!
Oh my god, that's right. Oh, fuck
god
me.
Damn it!
We but get no credit for anything.
None. Set that motherfucker up.
We helped Anthony.
Why do we help people?
Compound, we helped them set it up. Compound, we set the whole thing up for him.
Compound Media. We helped set that shit. Well, before it was called that, when it was just him and his thing. And he did it. It was cool. But then that's right. Rogan did it because whatever.
Rogan fully admits. He's like, I would never have done this if I hadn't seen you do your show because it looked like you were having so much fun. I wanted to do it too.
God damn it.
Rogan did it because of Anthony. Anthony did it because of us.
We get no fucking credit.
No, were you?
And I guarantee if you ask Anthony, he would tell you. He'd be like, oh yeah. He's like, there was this one show I saw and I thought that was cool. And they actually helped me set it up. Yeah.
Dutch, were you a listener or a producer when Anthony discovered our show?
Right around the same time. I think I became a producer like right after. I think I actually found out about you guys because of Anthony. Now that I'm thinking about it.
I don't remember.
He said something about like when he first started doing his live stream or Mogulus podcast. Mm. He was like, yeah, these guys are from Hippo Juice. You know, I saw them doing it. I thought it was cool. I checked you guys out.
That was before all the unpleasantness.
Right. And then I did an intro. I wasn't planning on jumping on air with you guys. I just did an intro for you because you guys needed a new intro. Mm. And I still have that awful gift you gave too. It was like a UFC DVD or something that was signed by Dana White.
Oh, that's right.
I still have it. And then, yeah, and then you guys had me on, and then I just kind of stuck around.
Mitch goes, remember Davids
I didn't really
then?
Leave.
Remember Davids then? Oh, there's
oh,
a picture.
Davids then, yeah.
Where he posted the pic. There's a picture of us on the fucking Anthony show.
Yeah,
More Like
early
Radio.
Days.
If you're listening on Facebook on the morelikeradio.com/live chat, there's some pictures if you want to. And also you can see Marie's face, which looks better, way better than mine, and a better quality camera, too.
Mitch said he found out about you guys because of a room raid.
That's right. And then
room raids were awesome back in the day.
And then he became a fan. Look, hey, remember, we had 4chan. Was it 4chan or Reddit? One of them.
It was 4chan that got after you guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, now I'm thinking about it, I think I found out about you guys because of that one.
Yeah.
Maybe it was, I don't remember.
Oh, look,
was it Anthony? It was either Anthony or 4chan raid.
There's a picture of Marie there.
We did have a few 4chan raiders and or people that put our phone number up in promise of giving away free tickets to stuff. We got a lot of bombardment in the early years. Trolls were really still a thing.
Yeah,
well, maybe
back
like,
then.
No, thinking about it, I think I might have found out about you guys just because while I was at work, you know, I would download podcasts and put it on my iPod.
Uh-huh.
It was before I got a smartphone.
And
I just
podcast
started searching for podcasts
with the
and
wheel?
There wasn't a ton out there. I think it was, maybe that's what it was.
It wasn't
remember.
A bunch. Was it the podcast with the wheel?
No, it was a radio show in Philadelphia
the iPod you had was the one with the wheel. That, like,
oh, yeah, here. It's this one right
that's
here.
That's hilarious. Actually. You still have it?
My iPod Nano.
Do you still use it?
No.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, what would you use it for?
I bring it as a backup emergency song playing device if my computer goes down when I do weddings.
Ah, good call.
Because I don't want to use my phone because what happens if somebody calls me while I'm in the middle of it?
That would be
so hilarious. If my computer goes down and I'm trying to fix it, I can just plug this bad boy in.
Or you open your browser and a porn video starts playing.
Oh, yeah, that's not good. But I have a shitload of music on there just for that purpose. So
yeah.
Well, that's very responsible of you.
But yeah, it was.
You don't want to ruin somebody's wedding because, dude, think about every wedding you've gone to. It can be made or ruined by the DJ. So.
Well, I only went to mine, and you guys, you did it upright.
No, you've never been to any other wedding?
I'm joking. I've been to plenty of weddings, and you're the best.
Thank you.
You are the best.
Better now I feel like I'm going to blow it at Mitch and Sherry. I'm going to do something to ruin Mitch and Sherry.
I really hope you do.
I hope so.
I hope I do, too, actually.
I hope you ruin it.
Actually, to be fair, I almost ruined your performance at my wedding because we had talked about what PA systems I had to pick up ahead of time, and you had a cord or something that didn't work, remember?
No. You got unpowered
speakers. And he needed powered speakers.
Well, whatever.
They were unpowered.
You just cut out.
You would need like a full like powered board setup,
right? I don't even know how you guys miraculously figured out a way to make it work while I was getting my makeup done, and
I was running around. Me and the wedding coordinator lady, or wait, who was it? It was whoever the person was that worked there at the building.
Probably my wedding coordinator.
I need to talk to your PA people, and so they happened to have.
Was she hot?
I don't remember.
If she was hot, it was my wedding coordinator. Yeah.
It wasn't the woman.
Okay, it was her, and I told her, I'm like, this is not going to work.
It wasn't our camera woman that had to take a shit, and that's why
the
we had to start her. Yeah.
The
photographer was taking a big old fucking had to be diarrhea shit.
we were waiting until
we could finish the wedding, and we're like,
No. You guys were out. Wasn't this like waiting for you guys to come in and get introduced?
Exactly. Correct.
Yep. Yeah.
Reception. Correct. The reception for us to get introduced. And we're all standing like a bunch of assholes in the hallway of the fucking hotel room. The hotel.
Because we couldn't make our entrance without the photographer taking pictures of our entrance.
Right.
That's the whole point.
And I'm sitting up in the DJ booth and I'm looking over at the wedding coordinator because she's supposed to point at me and tell me, you know, to start, you know, ramping up the intros for the groomsmen and the bridesmaids. And I just kept looking at her, and she just kept shrugging her shoulders at me, like, hold on.
Just wait. Which, it was worth the wait, because one of the three photos I actually printed out of the 1,500 photos that I got from my wedding was us walking in the reception area, so worth it. But you're not going to...
Huey Lewis in the news, I remember that.
Yep, power of love. Well, you're not going to fuck up Mitch and Sherry's wedding. Mitch is watching, so he knows. Don't worry about it.
I feel like they're going to try and throw me a curveball at the last second just to see if I'll...
Just like I did? On purpose?
Yes.
No, I'm kidding.
Yes.
Yeah, but yeah, Dutch is definitely industry best, I believe. I don't think there's anyone better.
You should start a side business. You would be a very popular wedding DJ professionally.
I actually just got hired by a DJ company because I was sick of setting up these things for myself. So these guys just basically set up. They're called Elite DJ. They're like the number one rated DJ company by like the Knot and Wedding.
Well, I would hope that they would be number one before they name themselves Elite.
That's a good point.
Right. Well, it was funny because I did the interview with these guys not too long ago, and they were like, okay, we just wanted to meet with you. He's like, you got the style and look we're going for. We just don't want old guys being our DJs. We want dudes who are in their, mid to late 20s to early 30s doing this. And I was like, okay. So, like, they have a look they're going for. So,
are you the look?
I am the look.
Aging alcoholic with a dad bod. Western Echo says, I started listening because of Raylan and mine and Royce's mutual hatred for Jason Ellis. That's correct. I hate Jason Ellis still.
Isn't he bi now?
He fucks trannies. I don't know what that makes you.
No. Like, I heard him on an interview not too long ago where he was talking about how he likes to blow guys sometimes.
Why not?
So what?
I heard he likes trannies.
That's what I heard, too.
Maybe that's what you're thinking about, girls with dicks.
When do you guys think that the sexual, like, you know, term is just going to go away?
What do you mean?
Because I feel like in the future, like, it's not, okay, I'm gay, I'm straight, I'm bi, I'm trans, I'm this, I'm whatever. It's just, hey, I'm dating this person now.
Ooh,
and it can switch.
I hope that happens.
Me too.
Maul says,
that's like the non-racist. When people say, I don't see color, that's essentially what they're saying.
Yeah, I don't see sexual orientation. I feel like we're headed that direction. I hope so, because I'm so sick of the whole LGBTQ, RSVP,
dude, I 100%.
LMNOP.
I 100%.
Just get rid of it.
I 100% am a minimalist when it comes to that. I agree. I'd rather there be none than 38. You know what I mean?
Right, because it's like, I don't need, it's like, okay, I'm dating John this week, or me and John broke up, now I'm with Kathy. Like,
every time that they come up with a new gender name, it's because they found an exception with the one before it. And right. Really, we just need to stop coming up with exceptions and then start not having to defend ourselves.
Yeah.
Right. Because, like, my sister was dating a girl for about a year and a half, and now she's pregnant and engaged with a guy.
Yeah.
And so it's like, and you know, I was talking about it with somebody in my family, and they're just like, well, is she not gay anymore? And I'm like, no, she's just not dating.
It's not how it works. People are stupid. See, it's the thing.
That's the problem. I purposely want to get to that point.
I am very, very 100% on board with people doing whatever they fucking want with their bodies. Do whatever you want. I don't care. Call yourself whatever the fuck you want to call yourself. The only time I get annoyed is when people start telling me what to do. Then I annoy.
Right. Don't tell me what to call you or correct me on my.
Or don't be a dick about it. That's all.
The only thing.
Yeah, just don't be a dick.
The only thing that would be weird is gender pronouns would have to come up with a gender neutral. We'd have to have a third gender neutral pronoun so that we don't have to worry about calling somebody
a
he
or
she.
No, it's a he or she, and that's it. it's a he or she, you're dating either a he or a she. Who cares?
No, that's it. Correct. But it doesn't matter what your sexuality is.
But what?
Right.
No,
minimalist.
No. Sexuality, I completely understand, but gender.
Oh, you're talking about gender.
Like, now that we have so many genders, accepting it, but then saying there's no names is still accepting it. And so for the people that to us look like a woman, but want to be called a man, how do you know to call that person a he? You know what I'm saying?
They'll let you know.
Here's the problem is that for the most part, people forget how, forget this gender, sexuality, everything. Just being humans. How little we care about any other person. So now you're trying to make people care even more when they already don't care.
Exactly.
And then instead of people putting on a polite kindness that everybody does, I don't care who you are, you put on this polite face for 90% of your life. Unless
you're good morning face?
Yeah, unless you're really close to somebody. For the most part, you're not really happy to see everybody at work. I mean, most people aren't, you know? And
I try to avoid as much human contact as I can unless it's somebody I know and care about.
Right. And my point is that people already don't care. I know it's a nihilistic way to see it, but seriously, that's what it is. And now people already don't care, and they're already trying their very hardest just to get along and be human. And the moment you give them more rules, the brain is a computer, and it goes, ah, fuck this!
Right.
You know? It's like, I can't anymore. It's like, it's hard enough for some people to say good morning at 8 a.m.
I had a run-in with a guy the other day. Yeah. I know you guys like me telling you about my run-ins where I parked. It was okay. So we're going. There's a place called the Omelet Parlor down the road from our house. And last,
what's it called?
It was on Sunday. Omelet Parlor.
Oh, that's a breakfast place.
Did I bring you guys there when you were here? I don't think so. It's like a dive place.
It's really good.
Really good food.
Okay.
And so we ordered some to go. I think it was Saturday. We were just tired and we didn't want to make our own food, so we ordered Benedict's and whatever. So I went and they had like five. This parking lot's weird the way it's set up. It's like a lot of parking on the side, not a whole lot in the front. And there was like five
kinda
wide
like,
open.
Kind of like a mullet.
Yes, there you go. It's like a mold of parking lots.
Got it.
So it was, there was like five open handicap spots in the front. And I was just running in real quick to grab my food and get out.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran in. You know, I just parked on like the outside of like the furthest out handicap spot I could park in.
Uh-huh.
And I ran in real quick and I came out with my stuff. And this guy was like, hey, nice lib. Way to park in the handicap parking spots. And before I even, I've gotten to the point in my life where I don't like feel like I have to explain anything. So I immediately just went, yeah, go fuck your mother. Fuck you. And then him and I just went, fuck you, back and forth for a while. Neither of us stopped walking towards our car or inside.
But you kept saying, fuck you.
We just kept yelling over our shoulder, fuck, yeah, fuck your mother. Your wife's a fat whore. Fuck you. And I was like,
and I got
in my car and went away. And he went inside with his wife. And neither of us stopped and fought each other. It was very cathartic. It was like, oh yay, okay, cool.
I got
on my page.
I don't know if he's on your page. I just think his wife just didn't want you to fight.
Possibly.
I've never shouted.
He was like in his early 50s. I wasn't gonna fight him, but
I don't know if I've ever.
I almost fought a fucking 68-year-old. Like, I don't care. I'll throw hands if you get in my face.
That's the point. Neither of us got in each other's face. What were you gonna say, Marie?
What?
What?
What were you going to say?
Don't remember.
You started to say something.
She's been drinking. She's been drinking.
Oh.
So you have to give her the leeway with that. Marie, why don't we do this? Why don't we move on to some stories? Because we've already gone like, woof.
No.
We have 25 minutes
without a story. Jesus Christ.
Sorry, guys.
It's like
guys.
Mike Francesa not taking a phone call.
Yeah, no, seriously, guys. I'm sorry. We'll try to entertain you. I don't know if this was boring. We're really insecure here, so.
I'm not.
Well, Dutch will tell you to fuck your mother.
Yeah, go fuck your mother.
And call her a fat whore.
Call her a fat whore and not break stride or even feel like you had to get into a fight.
Yeah, why?
I like that about I'm assuming this guy had an East Coast mentality because only someone from the East Coast would have said something.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're a lot more rude, and I appreciate that.
Because you know where they're coming from.
Right.
The East.
Thank you, Marie.
Thanks.
You wanna...
Militant. What?
Go ahead.
No.
I was going to say, do you guys find you more of that in Florida, or is it just such a mishmash of everything?
Oh, my God, the French Canadians. I mean,
why
look,
did you ask?
I don't want to use everything.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to use everything to just fucking yell at French Canadians. But let me tell you
did
something.
Did you have an issue in Uber with them again?
Today, I was driving.
You're at war with these people, by the way.
Yes, I am at war with the French Canadians. Today, I was driving. And it hasn't rained for a while around here, so it was like the first, you know, big, like, rain day. People forget, I don't know how, but people forget how to drive. But see, what happens is these snowbirds are here, and they already know how to fucking drive because they're 100 years old, and they usually just used to polar bears on the road from fucking Ontario.
That's all it is.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, I'm assuming. I don't know. I've never been there.
Canada is 90% polar bear.
All right. There you go. That's
a fact.
I don't
that's
know
true.
If that's a fact. Look it up.
Well, that's true.
All right. Well, we'll just
I
go
just
with
looked
that.
It up. Marie, it says Marie's right.
That's what website are you on?
MariesRight.org.
MariesRight.com.
Oh, .org or .com?
Both. I have both.
She, it's weird.
It's reputation.
One just redirects you to the other.
It's reputation management. I don't want an organization coming up and saying that my commerce site is incorrect.
Okay. This is boring and forever taking. Fuck you guys.
You think that we're being long-winded and not getting to the first story?
Ah, they're fine. They're being entertained.
Yeah, let's tease them. Let's get some more pre-come out of them.
They're being entertained.
So they want to be entertained by the next story now.
Yes.
Hey, Dennis, jump on. I haven't talked to you in forever, bud.
Yeah, he ain't.
He hates us now.
He never comes on.
He's all like,
I saw Cousin Joe all the time. Or he did.
That's what I'm saying.
Sorry, brains do.
He doesn't like us. It's all right. I know. Militant vegan drives neighborhood.
I actually want to talk about what's going on in Ukraine.
What's going on? What's so going on?
He doesn't know he lives in America.
Right, but I'm sure he has family out there. Like, dude, that fucking civil war and the remnants of what's going on. Now they're fighting the Russians on the front line. It's weird.
What's going on in the Ukraine?
A lot of fucked up shit.
Okay. Well, then I'm not. I have no more information.
Have you seen that show, Hate Thy Neighbor?
No, I don't watch regular TV. Stop it.
No, it's on Vice.
No.
Is Vice regular TV?
Well, you can just get all the episodes on online.
That sounds like Charlie work.
It's an interesting show. Like where this British comic who's like half black, half white goes all like in all these different places in the world where just crazy amounts of either racism or whatever's happening. And he went to Ukraine and he was talking to this. They have this whole battalion regiment of just like white supremacists, essentially, that are fighting against the Russians.
But Russians are also white.
Yeah, but I don't think they're white.
Right. That's the weird thing. I don't know. Like they had a whole show where he was just hanging out with the Black Panthers, where he's hanging out with the Ku Klux Klan. It's an interesting show. Hate Thy Neighbor. Check it out.
Yeah, I will. That sounds interesting.
Oh yeah, the Black Israelite. Molly says the Black Israelite episode is my favorite. Yeah, they have. There's a lot of racial nonsense going on between the Palestinians and the Israelis. Newsflash for you guys. But they have like whole groups of people that will shame, like publicly shame you.
Shame.
Shame.
Shame. Shame. Will shame you if you date someone outside of either Israeli or Palestinians ties. Like they'll
really
like as far as like just internet bullying, like just everything you can imagine. As far as that shit goes, it's crazy, dude.
Are you saying that America's race issues compared to the rest of the world aren't that bad?
It makes us seem a little weak, to be honest. We need to step up our race game.
Are you saying that comparatively to the rest of the planet, we're doing pretty good with race relations?
Well, there was one episode where he was talking to the, you know, the NSA, or, you know, basically the Nazi party guys.
Where are they?
America.
Alabama?
No, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania?
In, like, central Pennsylvania is, like, where, like, one of the head leaders of the NSA lives.
Well, that's because...
Wait, NSA? What is NSA?
National Socialist Association.
That's because that's where all chocolate comes from.
No, that's in Hershey.
Right,
Hershey's
which is
the side. No, he was in the center.
It's in the center-ish.
We really needed to cut up Pennsylvania in halves.
Yeah, my
like
side
east and west.
My side doesn't want anything to do with your side.
No, that's how it is. Pittsburgh hates Pennsylvania or Philadelphia and vice versa.
Yeah,
there we go. The Black Panthers, they want it. Like they do. Their MO is to kill white people.
America's far white. The Hate Thy Neighbor full episode. Yeah, I see it here. Exploring the Nazi village, blah, 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 KKK. Yeah, okay, I'll check this out.
It's interesting. It's interesting. And what's funny, because this guy's a comic, so it intersplices like his interaction with these people and then back to him on stage talking about what he did, making jokes about it. So it's well done. If you can stand his British accent. He's got the limey British accent.
So hold on. But it's a comic. It's not one of Vice's hipster reporters.
He's kind of a hipster comic.
Is he an alt comic?
Just watch it. It's interesting. The way he does it is good. It's not as Vice-y as other things can be.
Okay.
But it's still Vice. But not
Vice-y. Vice has some cool stuff, but it, like I said, and again, Documentary Now made fun of it great. I've talked about it so many times when they did the drones episode, but they're just such hipsters. You know, it's hard to watch.
He's a little bit of a hipster, but not as bad. He's not egregious. You can look past it. So,
yeah.
Or at least I did.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's good.
I will. I mean, look, right now I don't have anything to distract me from the world falling apart, so who cares, right? you think the empire's crumbling? You think the American empire's crumbling before our eyes?
Well, we're headed that way. Oh, yeah. I think so? I've said for years that I don't. You know, what makes us think that we're going to be top shit forever? I mean, Rome was top shit for thousands of years, and now there's no such thing as a Roman.
Well, is it weird that the most unrealistic thing about Idiocracy now is that Luke Wilson used to get film opportunities? Like, that's about it, right? Because everything else. I mean, look, we bash on liberals all the time, but we do have whether – I'm not – this has – don't fucking jump on me. This is not an indictment whether he's going to be a good or bad president, but he is a reality TV star.
No, we're not going to do Trump Talk tonight.
Well, fine. Then can we talk about the black president Idiocracy instead?
President Camacho?
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews could be my favorite human being alive.
He's fucking hilarious.
He is one of the best humans that we've come up with.
Everybody keeps forgetting that. He was a really good football player.
Whatever. He's a funnier comedic
actor. Oh, dude, yeah. You want to talk about... He did what O.J. Simpson did, except for he didn't kill anyone.
Well, that's good, but
it will transcend his sport and become like a good... I would actually would like to take that poll. Like, did you know that Terry Crews was a football star? You know what? You can actually put out polls on Twitter. Should we do that? Nobody uses Twitter anymore.
Not really.
Well, that died off fast. You could hear his excitement and then his immediate disappointment.
Nobody's gonna vote. That's the thing. I'll be sad. I could see like 5 votes. I'm like, oh man.
Yeah.
Nobody follows me anymore.
No one's going on Twitter to read what other people have to say.
Right.
Yeah, I do true. Actually. I still do. I'm one of those people.
I mean, it's the only place celebrities still kind of really talk. But I mean,
it's a way to get your shit out there. Yeah, anyways, Marie, we cut you off. That was like 10 minutes ago. What's
sorry.
Up?
Sorry.
I believe I was talking about militant vegan driving the neighborhood nuts.
Oh, this is great. These are my favorite.
Aggressive vegans?
Yeah.
Militant vegans.
Militant.
Kiki Adamai.
Whoa, stop. What's her name?
Kiki Adami or Adamai or...
Edamame?
Edamame, yeah.
Edamame.
Okay, let's call her Kiki Adamame.
Kiki Edamame.
Sounds like a stripper name.
Is coming for your meat.
Fuck her.
And that is not phrasing.
Don't touch me.
The 28-year-old restaurant consultant wants to veganize every restaurant in New York City, and she's setting her sights on Bleecker Street.
Yeah, that's going to work out really well.
Yeah.
Really,
going to like
really
one of the
well.
More popular restaurant areas.
The fact that Greenwich Village...
New York City. You think they're going to put up with that nonsense there? How about you start in like a soft Target as far as like that kind of... Like San Francisco. Something like that.
Actually, I actually have audio from people, the residents there.
Oh, really?
One of us, you mess with all of us.
And they're not going to take that
deep balls
too well.
At her head.
Yeah.
The fact that Greenwich Village stretch is home to meaty mainstays like J.G. Mellon, Fico's, and Murray's Cheese Shop. Those are all so niche. I don't know any of those, but Cheese Shop sounds good though.
Is it niche or niche? I've been corrected for both.
Just doesn't matter.
Can we all just say niche?
Let's just say niche.
Sure. It's like saying GIF or JIF. It's like, who fucking cares?
No, it's
GIF.
Yeah, you're right.
I want the whole street to be a vegan mecca, says the Hoboken, New Jersey resident, an adamant vegan of 10 years.
Oh, my God.
Like the Great White Way where all the Broadway shows are. I want it to be like the Great Vegan Way.
You got to love that there's people fucking starving in other countries, and this bitch is going in there and telling people not to eat meat.
Edamame launched her company, Veganizer.
Oh, my God. What is it called?
Veganizer in 2015 with the goal
sounds
of converting.
Sounds like an adult toy.
Yep. With the goal of converting restaurants all over the city to a menu in which half the options are meat and dairy free.
Why?
She has also convinced several restaurants around the city to hold vegan pop-up nights, including Pagani on Bleecker Street. This year, she decided to focus her efforts on Bleecker because the thoroughfare is home to a location of the...
Because she got thrown out of Harlem and every other place.
The constantly packed vegan restaurant and bakery by Chloe.
Hey, you know what? Go to that chicken and waffles place in Harlem.
Yeah,
I dare you.
Get the fuck
out of
here.
Can you imagine? They go in there, they go, hey, I want you to have a vegan night. She would fucking... They would throw fried chicken at her vegan head. Tell her to get the fuck out of here.
Thus far, she's gotten another Italian place, Romangia, to make half of its menu vegan.
I'll tell you what. Go to a Jewish deli. Go in there. I dare you. I dare you. An Orthodox Jewish deli.
Oh, my God.
Are
you kidding me? Those Jews would throw her out so
fast.
Fucking
murder you.
Well, she's confident it's only the beginning.
No, it's the end.
I have no doubt in my mind the seed has been planted.
Has it?
Says Edamame, who hasn't even eaten an animal product in a decade and given up wearing leather 6 years ago.
God, she's not into it.
She hasn't really... Yeah.
You know what? Giving up leather is not a hard thing to do.
Not a lot of us wear leather.
How much leather did you buy that you needed to state that you had to give it up?
Give it up, yeah.
I think maybe like belts or purses or shoes.
Like half my... Actually, no, I'm thinking about it, yeah. Belts.
Shoes, belts,
or leather.
But most restaurateurs on her target block highly doubt she'll be able to get a hand on their meatballs.
Oh, God.
We've been open for 40 years and people come from all over to have our paella.
What restaurant is this?
Says Cafe Espanol owner Irene. We cannot change the menu. Restaurant goers on the street are similarly protective of the dishes they know and love. For Money Seely, her first name is Money? Her favorite 50-cent wings at a dive bar at Wicked Willie's.
Oof, those sound good. Fucking dive bar wings.
50-cent wings at a dive bar?
Yeah.
Dude, there's something about dive bar wings.
Isn't it for real? Like, historically.
They just do it different, and I'm sure it's something disgusting. I don't care. I don't want to know how they do it.
I don't want to know how the hot dog is made.
There's a place called O'Furry's down the road from our house, and it's the best wings ever. And you don't want to know.
You just, whatever. It doesn't matter.
This article is super long, but it reminded me of something that I read earlier today that was surprising, in that some vegans are okay with eating oysters.
Oh, that's an animal.
They say they don't feel pain.
It's a twofold approach to why some vegans say that oysters are an acceptable food to eat. The first one is, yes, they claim that oysters don't have a central nervous system and therefore cannot feel pain when they are killed.
And I'm assuming that includes like muscles and things, like any type of that type of shellfish.
I believe
not so. Like maybe, but stuff. Two articles I read didn't mention the other one, so I don't know. And then
what do they call the ones that don't eat meat except for fish or anything?
Pescatarian. The other half of why people are okay with oysters being a vegan thing is because of the way that they farm. Like, oysters actually do better in farms than they do in the wild, and we don't have to throw pesticides on them, so you're not killing other bees or whatever.
Bees?
Beads? and they literally clean up the environment because they filter through seawater and air and everything like that and only eat plankton. And so some vegans are classifying oysters as more of a plant than an animal, but there's a lot of other ones that say, no, how dare you? You're murdering an animal. How could you? So it's kind of
it's
oyster vegans. Interesting. Yeah. I'm going to ask that from here on out. If anybody like asks,
I'm a vegan.
Are you an oyster vegan?
Yeah. Do you eat oysters?
It was funny. Pete Holmes was on Joe Rogan's show and he said that
he's funny, dude. Have you seen his stand up?
Oh, he's hilarious. He said he said he's a vegan, but he eats Shake Shack sometimes. Which is very, very funny. But he's being for real. Like, he eats a vegan diet most of the time. But he says every once in a while he'll just eat something really like the opposite of vegan. It's
just
hilarious.
Which I think is funny.
Very funny. That speaks more to that he wants to live the vegan lifestyle being like proving that we can eat things to not have to do farming and agriculture where you have these large cow farms and chicken farms. But every once in a while, like if you go back to the whole paleo diet thing and that idea, back in the day, you would be able to kill something every once in a while. It's just you didn't have to farm them and harvest them.
You know, here's what it is also my counter to the vegan diet is
kitchen counter?
Have you eaten sirloin steak before? Have you had a filet mignon? Because if you have, you would never be a vegan. Like, there's not a need to be one then. Because there's nothing in a vegan life. Because I've heard enough. But there's nothing in a vegan diet that compares to eating a bite of steak. Yes.
Hey, caller, who's this?
Hi, caller, who's this?
Oh, they hung up.
That was weird.
Good
talk.
I didn't get a chance to say hi.
All right.
Weirdly enough, the second they called in, you guys got a lot clearer to me.
That's weird.
Oh, super weird. What's weird to me is I haven't been able to add a group person to Skype for a long time, and it finally worked.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
They finally fixed the update?
I don't know, but it's the first time in a long time. I didn't have a problem with it.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. I mean,
people are saying, Molly's saying she would never eat oysters because she thinks they're gross. You got to have them prepared correctly. Have you guys ever had like a...
I don't like oysters either.
I've had oysters raw, Rockefeller, fried. Apparently,
all right, now, relax, Bubba.
Apparently, now that they're like big and popular, being grilled.
I don't. Need
I haven't had them grilled, but every other way that you were talking about, I've had them. I actually like them raw. Here's what you got to do: you have to have you got to squeeze some lime or not lime, sorry, some lemon on it, a little bit of Tabasco sauce, and
I know
horseradish, and then you're good to go.
Basically, get it as acidic as you possibly can because you're going to swallow mucus.
Well, that's the thing is everybody has an issue with the texture. But it's good, and man, does it make me horny.
No, I don't need
Does it really? Do you actually feel the horny difference?
It's an aphrodisiac for males, yes.
Holy cow. You want to get some raw oysters?
Well, it's not horny so much as it just really increases your blood flow, especially your dick.
I wouldn't either.
That's weird.
You didn't know that? Yeah.
I knew it was an aphrodisiac, but I thought of aphrodisiacs as like, oh yeah, I ate a strawberry. Oh, I'm so horny. Like, no,
I don't know. It might be a
mental
thing for me. I'm more than likely it is, but I don't know. I rail the shit out of Kelsey whenever I eat it.
So. Moss says vegan chicken nuggets rule. They haven't tried other meats yet. No, they don't. Vegan chicken nuggets do not rule.
I will disagree because if you go to the Yard House, they offer Gardein chicken, and I've had it, and that shit is really good. And it's not like, oh, it's a replacement for chicken. It's more like, no, for the thing that it is, it's tasty.
But that I actually had
a really good veggie burger once, and I forget the brand of it.
Oh, at McDonald's, it was a cheeseburger, which is a regular cheeseburger.
I actually love going to Burger 21 and ordering the black bean burger.
African
American beans.
Yeah, well, I like black beans. There's nothing wrong with them. I mean, as a Cuban, but then you'd be on white rice.
Nah, black beans, I've never liked the texture or taste.
And you eat oysters? Like, that's so weird to me.
I know, dude. I know.
It's weird.
You call me weird. There we go. It's the first time that's ever been said.
You are weird.
I know. That's my point. We've established that
I'm
weird.
Don't yell at
me. Eating habits.
Yeah, just because you get horny because you ate 70 oysters before the show is not my fault.
Yeah, dude. I got a rager going on right now.
Touch has a fucking heart on right now. I shouldn't have eaten all those oysters.
Mal says she's been vegan for a week and she's a fat bitch, but she's surviving just fine.
Yeah, here's...
Well, I actually, the second half of your sentence distracted me, but why did you decide to go vegan for a week? Did you just start?
Yeah.
The thing is, like, it's way better to do the opposite. Like, it's
healthier for you, definitely.
It's healthy for you to eat more protein and less fucking processed.
I think it was Ron White was like, have you ever seen a healthy vegan? They look all gaunt and yellow.
Yeah, like, the thing is, like, even as a vegetarian, you could still be okay because they still eat eggs and stuff like that. So you'll be all right, you know? But the problem is when you go vegan, like, the way to make up for taste is you have to process a lot of stuff.
Basically, you're giving up milk, which is an ingredient in a lot of different things, including bread.
That are delicious.
It's just,
Cuban bread's made with lard. So take that, every other bread. It's delicious, by the way.
Take that, every other bread.
Cuban bread. Listen, there's nothing better than Cuban bread fresh out of the oven. Just with what's the ingredients of Cuban bread, Marie? Can you look it up?
Lard and flour.
That's it, right?
And probably. Water.
What is that? Gardein wings? No, but I'd rather have chicken wings.
That's the thing. If you think of them as like a hush puppy or something like that, where it's a different food, it's still good.
Ma says almond milk is a tasty substitute. My dick. Almond milk is hot garbage.
I've had it too. I actually like it.
I like it too.
I've had it.
We have some in the house because I buy it.
The texture fucks me up.
Well, that's you, but stop yelling at everyone else.
No, everyone else.
Well, here's the thing is I actually have to do it because I'm lactarded.
Oh, yeah,
that's, like
well, how do they milk the almonds?
Yeah, they should just call it almond juice, right?
No, or almond filter.
Stock.
Almond stock.
I would say almond stock.
Almond stock. There you go.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Don't you
juice sounds weird.
Don't you soak the nutrients out of it with water? That's stock.
Weird Al.
Basically all it is.
Moss
says
Weird
right.
Al is a vegan and he looks 39 at 50. I guess maybe there's some exceptions, but for the most part, I don't know. I can't do it. It's just no. It's just you have to go a lot of processed stuff. You know, I mean, you could go raw, but then you miss a lot on happiness in life.
Veganism is totally healthy, and I just see the link that Dennis posted that says Mount Everest death climbing vegan.
Yeah, the vegan that proved that they were healthy and that she could climb Mount Everest and she died trying. She
died because she didn't have enough nutrients. Well,
she died of altitude awesome. Sickness.
Yeah, it's still funny, though. Just let us have our thing that it's funny.
I can do just as much as everyone else.
That she literally died trying.
Hey, you know who would have lived? Me, because I'm a fat boy. I would have been insulated and been perfectly fine. So take that, everyone else.
I don't
Does
know.
That look like something you would ever want to try?
I would do it. No, Ma I wouldn't. Says, try no, it sounds Royce. Scary. I thought about it harder. It's scary.
Ma says, try it, Royce. It's not that hard. I'm not going to try it. I'm doing the opposite. I'm doing a ketogenic diet, and that's been very healthy for me. So
where it's keto just, what?
But basically just protein and vegetables. Like meat, veggies, and eggs.
The no sugar, no grain thing?
Basically, yeah. No sugar, no grain.
It's a scientific name for saying paleo diet.
Paleo, basically. But, you know.
That's all a paleo is, correct? It's just no sugar, no grain? Okay.
I mean, the scientific term is ketogenic. It's ketogenic means it's when your body starts burning fat instead of sugar.
Which is when you get into ketosis.
And by the way, when you get into like really, like after a week when you get into hardcore ketosis, you get like a head high. Because your body's burning fat instead of sugar, and you do actually have like a weird different feeling. More energy, you definitely sleep less.
Hmm. To answer your question about Everest, the idea of going up to the top is not what would stop me. It's the things like when you have to lay a ladder down and use your spiky shoes to walk across a ladder during caverns.
20-foot cavernous, and if you fall, you are dead.
That's the part where I'd be like, I wouldn't be able to make it over that ladder. Like, I can climb, but I couldn't do that ladder.
Yeah.
Not on those spiky shoes.
No. Fuck that. I can't even handle it. We could even watch the guy skateboarding on a tall building. I'm going to go up
fucking Everest. We were panicking about that last week. There's no way we're going to be able to do.
No. Fuck that shit. I mean,
they have like a ton of dead bodies up there that you can't get them down. You physically, there's no way to bring them back to have them buried.
Poop, too.
I know there's frozen poop because the poop doesn't decompose. It just freezes solid.
Uh-huh. So everyone that goes up and down the mountain is pooping.
So there's like frozen shit. Yeah, Everest is like a tall building, but a lot of people have done it already, so it's not that impressive. You know, it's impressive, obviously, but not like it used to be.
Yeah, like once you're the first guy.
I just feel like just take a helicopter.
They say K2 is even harder.
K2? Like K2?
There's a mountain called K2, and it's just ridiculous. It's because it's of the amount of cracks and crevices that you're posting there, Marie. Like, it's virtually almost impossible to get up.
And I would fall and die. Like, I'm dead. Like, I'm looking at these pictures. Like, I would die. There wouldn't be even a question.
No. It would be just the worst.
I'm a fucking pussy. I wouldn't do that. No, why?
Like, the idea of climbing on ground is not that bad. But having to use those ladder and strung ladders together. It's not even like, oh, there's one ladder. No, we tied two ladders together.
And then just having to carry the ladders the whole rest of the way up. It's like,
And people keep doing it.
Yeah, it's. I mean, they do it because, you know, there's adrenaline junkies, the people that, you know, that want to, you know, achieve something or say they've done something.
Yeah, but then you also talk about, like, the irreversible frostbite you get on your face and things like that. Like, you have that the rest of your life. Like, oh, okay, why do your cheeks look fucked up? Yeah, because I climbed Everest. It's like, okay, good for you.
Irreversible frostbite?
Yeah, so much damage, like, because it's so goddamn cold. And have you ever seen pictures of Eskimos who live up in the Arctic?
Oh, like dude.
They got that, they look like they're 98 and they're only 22.
Oh, wow.
Because of the amount of frostbite they've had on their face. And it immediately wrinkles your face up.
Oh, no. Don't Google face frostbite. That's awful. What was the mountain that you said, K2?
Yeah.
And where,
Dennis posted it.
Where is it?
Oh, I think in the Himalayas.
It's all, wrong. Is it in the same mountain range as Everest?
I believe so. It's not as tall, but it's just virtually impossible.
Western Echo
to get
says K2 climbs are mostly technical and not for the regular person. Okay, so that's what it is. The route on Everest is more manageable for regular people, where K2 is more of a legit like climb.
Like there are areas where you would literally have to climb like you're in a rock wall.
Oh, wow.
To get up kind of thing.
When was this discovered? When was this a thing?
This has been around forever. Oh, there it is. Okay. It's in between Pakistan and China.
I want to see where it is in relation to ever. Oh, there we go. I found one. I found a map. Okay. It looks like Mount K2 is more in Pakistan and Mount Everest is in Nepal.
No, fuck it. Right? That's why it's more dangerous, because it's in Pakistan. That's the problem. We just figured it out. It's not because of the climb's hard. It's because it's in Pakistan.
By the way, when are India and Pakistan just going to start fucking fighting?
I don't know. I mean,
they're on the verge of just starting World War III.
You think so?
Oh, 100%. Have you not seen? I have these news alerts that come up on my phone from the AP app. It's just constantly 80 Pakistanians killed in some sort of a bombing, you know, a bunch of Indians killed in a school shooting. Like, it just, it's bad.
Are you saying there are other parts of the country that are having worse problems right now?
Yeah, no, yeah. No, that, I just, I, yeah.
So you're saying that
Americans, we're a little sheltered, spoiled? I would say.
You would say that all these people that are losing their minds and punching people maybe are overreacting just a little bit?
A little bit.
Because there's not suicide bombers every day in this country killing you.
Yeah, that's not something you really have to worry about here. Over there, you do.
You might not be getting paid $15 an hour at McDonald's, but you're not going to get blown up on your way there. So look on the bright side. I mean, that's all I'm saying, you know? Look on the bright side. I'm not saying that we can't be better. Don't get me wrong. We could always be better.
You actually have never heard of K2?
No, I've never heard of it either.
No.
You haven't? Oh, okay. Maybe
this is actually news to me. This is cool. I mean, it's cool. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah,
after
it's
the show.
A harder mountain to climb.
I love all this shit. Like, I'm
even though
really
it's not the tallest.
I would never do it, but I've watched a lot of documentaries on like Kilimanjaro and
Kilimanjaro's easy.
Yeah, I know. Marie's brother did Kilimanjaro recently, right, Marie?
Yeah.
Second try.
Yeah, he had to try twice. He got too much sickness, altitude sickness, and he went back down and tried again.
Yeah, it's like the easiest one.
Which one? Everest is still taller, right?
Yeah, Everest is the tallest. K2 is the hardest.
Okay. Okay. Wait.
Yeah.
I'm looking up. I want to just know how much taller Everest is.
I don't think the height matters. Well, I think
there you go.
But it doesn't.
All right.
It doesn't have K2.
Yeah,
it gets back to Kilimanjaro. Kilimanjaro isn't as tall as K2, but. Yeah,
I think it has to do with the technique. I think what's what Western Echo said. All right, let's talk. What the fucking mountain talk? What are we doing?
Because climbing really tall things is interesting.
No, it
Why
is.
Why did we get on that? We were talking about veganism.
Oh, the vegan that died climbing the wow.
All right, there we go.
Can I say I'm very happy because there's a lot of shows, and I won't mention them by name, that are very ranked very, very highly on iTunes that are very, very ADD. And we were doing that way before anybody else.
Yeah.
I just want to be clear here.
Again, we're not getting our due props.
We're not. You know what? It's okay. We're like the band that influenced the Beatles, you know?
Okay. Got it. K2 is about 200 meters shorter than Everest.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow, that's not a whole thing.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a... But it's technically harder to do.
Way
that's
harder,
crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Because you've got a free climb.
Yeah.
I wish I had money. I don't want to climb stuff, but I want to do everything. Like, I want to see things.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Everest is 8,800.
Seriously.
Everest is 8,848 meters, and K2 is 8,611 meters.
Ma says KY Mountain. The problem with KY Mountain is it's really slippery. You'll never get to the top.
Yeah, and it always gets frozen at the top, so it doesn't even matter. It's just slippery or ice.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily.
Very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. You wouldn't want to be on there. Unless it's the warming KY.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it is amazing that, and by the way, you know, speaking of, you were talking about India and just, I'm funny you brought that up. Have you seen some of the videos of like them driving over there? Like, you've seen them, right?
Oh,
like,
it's insanity.
Where it's like,
it is the Wild West.
No one pays attention to lights. Everything is just, but by the way, they manage. They crisscross.
Get it shit done.
People are walking in between cars. Bikes are going. It's a fuck. And like I said, over here it rains and everyone's like, I don't know what to do. But over there, it's like, you know, yeah, you could die every day walking somewhere because there's just too many people, you know?
Too many?
Again, the U.S. gets a lot of shit because of the carbon emission, man, and the environment. And look, I'm not going to argue. Global warming's real. Absolutely. But even if everybody in the U.S. stopped driving a car right now and only used solar power, what about India and China? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. They're the fucking issue.
We're not the problem here. Look at these other goddamn countries.
I mean... The point is, we do pretty well, all things considered. We do pretty
well.
That's
the biggest thing is, you know? Like, you got to convince three other major companies that are countries, India, China, and Japan.
That by the way, whose population dwarfs ours.
Dwarfs.
So it's, you can't, and that's the issue. Like China, man, you see the skyline of some cities over there. It's disgusting.
Did you just say Chinaman?
China.
Don't like being called
I
that
said
anymore.
China, comma man.
Oh.
Or not my superhero, Chinaman. Which basically is our Captain America who's not allowed to do anything or go on the internet. So he just kind of sits down and, you know, eats rice all day.
Right.
Whatever. Look, it's not racist saying they eat rice because most of them do, right?
Right.
Actually, so do most Hispanics.
And Mr. Chinaman say it is Chinaman way. A ding a ling a ching a chong a ching a chong too.
That's very good. Why don't we go to break and then maybe get to the story's second hour?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, let's do that. Oh, I it was fun. It was fun. Oh, okay, we're going to break.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sully Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Radio!
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Yeah, exactly. The book is fucking funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Of the few books I've read.
You read it?
Yeah. I read a book and it didn't have pictures in it. And they didn't pop up at me.
It also didn't moo when you pushed a button.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Hey, you didn't say yes when I proposed to you. You said don't be a dick and then you punch me right in the vault, boy.
Well, because you're a cunt.
Talk Radio Meltdown on More Like Radio. Every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Listen live at morelikeradio.com.
You know, I was sitting here in my new studio contemplating on how I could let everybody know about the Sully Show moving to Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern right before Dutch and Royce on More Like Radio. It turns out I went through 40 to 50 different cuts of this just to see if I could do this the right way. The Sully Show live Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time right before Dutch and Royce only on More Like Radio. Tuesday nights will never be the same. This promo sucks.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We're talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now this is the new promo because the old one.
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh? We're going to...
edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshua.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in like $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that. NoStationRequired.com. And also, oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those. When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Wyoming Nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Yeah. Listen, Bob, I appreciate your enthusiasm, but even if this bagel shop was a viable idea...
Which I think it is.
Fair enough. But you still have considerable overhead. I mean, you want to make sure you're making good bagels the real way.
Well, you would certainly know how to make them the real way. Because you're...
Jewish?
I didn't know if I could say it. But boy, do you all love your bagels. I mean, I do too. And I'm not even...
Jewish. You can say it, Bob.
I don't know why. It feels like a swear. What's the one you can't say?
Second hour, Hippo Juice Show.
I'm glad I introduced you guys to this genre of music.
Yep.
Me too.
954-573-2780. That's Swing Growers again. I believe. I don't remember now. They all sound the same. Is that racist? I don't know. Electro Swing is good though.
Electro Swing is the best.
Old school dance party, just a little bit, No? No?
I'd dance to it.
All right, second hour. Why don't we get to some stories?
Woo!
Just kidding.
Can we start with Dennis? Oh.
Sorry, no. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dutch.
Can we start with Dennis's?
Yeah, we can start with Dennis's. What is it?
He posted in the chat room. It says a Walking Dead t-shirt has been pulled over complaints that it's racist.
What? Someone read it.
It probably is. Let me open it up.
Okay. I'll post the picture in the chat room.
All right. Let's see here. A British retailer, Primark, has been pressured to discontinue the sale of the Walking Dead t-shirt after some in the UK deem the shirt racist. The shirt contains a picture of Lucille, the baseball bat surrounded by barbed wire, wielded by the show's character Negan, and the words, "Eeny, meeny, miny, mo."
Right. So there was a scene in that started out last, or I guess this season before they had the mid-season break.
Right.
Where they killed off two main characters and he basically had all the main cast and he just walked around with that bat and pointed at everybody and went, "Eeny, meeny, miny, mo."
They said the problem
he landed
is,
on, he killed him.
The problem is that the t-shirt that says "Eeny, meeny, miny, mo" on it that they took off. Apparently, "Eeny, meeny, miny, mo" rhyme has a troubling past and historically has been followed by the line "catch a N-word by his toe."
Right, but it's been since been replaced by tiger, and that was years ago.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the old school way to say it. Like that's
the
how,
old school. Yeah,
that's
but that
how your
got
dad would have
switched
said it.
Out in like 1900.
Wow.
With tiger.
Yeah.
No way.
But you didn't know that.
Yeah,
no.
but that's changed for that's been changed for so long that it doesn't even mean it's never it's been lost in time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The fact
now
that people
now
get
I'm aware of it.
Now.
Now I'm aware of it. I didn't know it was a thing before. So now
you had
I'm,
no idea.
Now I'm more racist for reading the article.
No, it. Anyways, yeah. So in the show, he clearly
I
says
thought we
tight.
Were catching little kitty cats.
Nope. Back in the day, it was catching
I've always wanted to catch my own tiger.
It's very, very dangerous.
So they pulled the shirt. Like, that seems a little...
extreme. Like,
come on. I mean, dude, The Walking, there's way more offensive shit that happens in that show than a fucking eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing. Like, dude, they literally, he hits Glenn over the head and his eyeball pops out. And they show it and don't pull the camera away. Like, that's disturbing. Like, I don't think there's so many more things going on with this goddamn thing.
So that means you can never wear a shirt from a Quentin Tarantino movie because he has the N-bomb in it all the time.
Like, he loves using it.
Like, but that's my point. Like, at what point do you draw the line? Like, at what point? Like, no, fuck this shit.
In an artistic thing. Well, I guess, I don't know, the line with shirts?
Well, fuck that shit. It's stupid.
It's very dumb.
It's very stupid.
And it's only in the UK where people get. I thought that people in UK didn't really care about this kind of stuff. They weren't that PC.
I thought they were more advanced and therefore over it already. They're not over it already?
No. I mean,
they didn't really have a slave problem like we had here.
Sure, they did.
Yeah, they did. They
not as aggressive as it was in the U.S.
Right. Well, hold on,
because they didn't have
it existed
because they didn't have the farmland in England, but they had outposts.
By the way, does it suck when the first thing you write when you type "did England" the first thing comes up is "have slaves" automatically? Automatically, the slave trade continued unabated. Britain's own slave worked mines and population and invested in countries in which were dependent on slave labor until the 1880s. So they did. Slavery in England.
They had slavery in every country. I'm just talking about, like, there isn't the history or the issue of, you know, overall, you know, having white and black fountains the way the U.S. did. But they did have a problem with taking over countries for no reason. So there's
big problem with that.
Yeah, they just loved, like, India for a while was just that.
In the 18th century, the slave trade became a major economic mainstay for cities like Bristol, Liverpool, and Glasgow. Engaged in a so-called triangular trade, that ships set out from the Britain loaded with traded goods, which were exchanged on West African shores for slaves captured by local rulers from deeper inland. The slaves were transported through the infamous Middle Passage across the Atlantic and were sold.
That's my people, the Dutch people,
for a considerable profit for labor. No, they were involved. They grabbed.
Oh
them.
No, my people were the ones who were the transporters.
Yeah, you guys were the Ubers.
We were the Ubers for the slave trade.
Yeah, you were.
Are you the
we
ones that came
built
up?
Better ships and they lasted longer in the Atlantic? So.
Is it your people that came up with the "don't shoot the messenger" thing?
Yeah, I would say so.
You guys weren't messengers; you were literally delivering people. Like, don't sugarcoat it, you fuckface.
Yeah, people deliver here.
Look, we were just getting paid. You know, we were drivers. It's like, don't ask me what's in the trunk; just bring it from here to there. It's okay, cool.
You saw them?
No, we didn't.
Yes, you did.
Maybe one.
You fucking liars, you fucking dickheads.
Maybe one or two.
It's like asking asking a Turkish person about the Armenian genocide. It didn't happen. Nope.
Okay, look, I'm not saying our hands weren't that dirty, but we weren't elbow deep in it the way some other countries were.
I get it. I'm not saying you were the worst, but, you know. You didn't help.
We didn't help, no. No, we helped. No, we helped a lot. We helped transport. Yeah.
That's why when you have to go through TSA, they ask you someone else packed your luggage for you.
It's because of you guys. It's because of you guys. You motherfuckers. You ruined it for us.
We kind of did.
There was a whole thing about, you just hire someone else to pack your shit so you could do illegal stuff. And now we can't do that no more.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in my luggage, all sir. Right. Teen Inspire's first transgender doll.
Oh.
Okay.
Boo. I don't want a doll.
Like many girls, 16-year-old Jazz Jennings always loved dolls, dresses, and being named
after genre
types of music.
Oh, she's that asshole that has the show on TLC.
She is one of the youngest people to be documented as transgender, and it has garnered her a following. The latest installment of this appreciative fandom is a doll version of the teen. The Tonner Doll Company, which specializes in adult collectibles and high fashion dolls, is releasing a Jazz Jennings doll that was designed and sculpted by the founder of the company, Robert Tonner. The doll will come out with a pink shirt and jean shorts, mirroring the outfit that Jazz wears on her cover of her memoir, Being Jazz, My Life as a Transgender Teen. It debuted in New York, Toy Fair over the weekend.
Yeah, no, she has a show on TLC, which has basically just become the circus and network between
Remember when that was a learning channel?
Yeah. Now it's fat people, midgets.
It's a sideshow.
Person.
It's a sideshow.
That's all it is. Yeah.
I mean.
Well, I don't know what Jazz Jennings is all about. Is she transgender as in she was born male and then turned female?
Yes.
And how would we know that the doll is transgender and not just a female?
You look at her
because
pussy.
Because it's...
Is it my wrong? I don't know
how to
say.
That's
Ken
a serious
dolls,
question.
Barbie dolls don't have junk, yeah. So...
That's a question is if... The doll is a girl now. How do we know? Like, did they make the doll, undo the doll, and then make the doll again to make it a transgender doll?
It's a very good question.
Huh.
I think just the fact that it's that person and that person has a show and you know that she used to be a male at one point.
Well, yes.
Now, did she go through the... I don't know if she actually went through the surgery or not. I think she still has the parts.
Well, okay.
I guess she's still a teen.
I guess it would just be a tranny doll. Is this the first tranny doll?
That's not how you say it. That's not the right term.
Not anymore, but that's...
Honestly, like, it's kind of messed up because a couple of years ago, that term was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a couple of years ago, the N-word was fine, too.
Was it?
So, yeah.
You
just go listen to the Red Show. It's fine every time.
Yeah,
so.
Well, not many people do that anymore anyway.
Are those fucks still on the air?
I think P-Rock left. From what I've heard,
did he? Okay.
Well,
what's the footer show?
Why don't we move over to our side of town here? Florida woman arrested after taking
everyone from Florida.
I don't like change!
I like you, Ryan.
Hadouken! Oh my god! Tornado! Tornado!
Gay!
Florida woman arrested after taking 7 ambulance trips in 26 hours.
What?
What?
I said, a Florida woman arrested after taking...
What?
I said, Florida woman arrested after taking 7 ambulance trips in 26 hours.
Wow. That's 3.7 ambulance trips per hour.
That's a lot. A Florida woman's tour of 7 hospitals in 26 hours ended in an arrest. By the way, Marie, did you post a picture for people there, please? According to the Smoking Gun, 40-year-old Kimberly Keener was transported to 7 different hospitals by an ambulance in a 26-hour period that began early February 9th. Investigators believe that Keener attempted to obtain a...
Keener.
attempted to obtain a prescription pain medication by calling 911 several times and accepting the trips to Pinellas County Hospital. The Bradenton resident was arrested on Friday at St. Peterborough General Hospital and charged with misuse of 911 system and obtaining controlled substance.
Misuse of 911.
Obtaining the controlled substance by fraud.
Did you almost say that?
I did. Through documents don't mention whether her plot to obtain drugs was successful. That's not bad. That happens all the time here. People trying this. They make it hard for people that really need meds, by the way. That they really fuck it up for people that legit need meds.
It's true. She kind of looks like that she doesn't need any more meds.
So we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but I have the video here.
An it'll biddle?
Of Marine Le Pen refusing to don a veil for a meeting with...
The French lady.
With Lebanon's Grand Motif over the issue whether she should wear a veil. So you want to see the video? It's in French, but I think it's captioned. I think a full screen in here. Hold on a second.
Is it audio captioned? Because the listeners won't appreciate not being able to read the captions.
Well, I'll read the fucking captions. Shut up. Here's the video. Come on. That's right.
What website is it? The Christian Science Monitor?
Whatever, but it's...
French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen on the campaign trail overseas, but insisting she plays by her own rules. The far-right National Front leader cancelling a meeting with Lebanon's Grand Mufti on Tuesday after refusing to wear a headscarf for the meeting.
Here's...
The highest Sunni authority in the world did not oblige me to do that. There is no reason.
It's nice to know time delays are even overseas they happen.
...reason for it, but it's not a big deal. You can pass all my respects to the Mufti, but I will not cover myself
I don't think
up.
That's a time delay. I among think that that was their the editing president. For the translating the French lady's words into English.
You want,
the
hear,
highest city authority in the world did not oblige me to do that. There is no reason for it, but it's not a big deal. You can pass all my respects to the Mufti, but I will not cover myself up.
Among the frontrunners for the French presidency, Le Pen is in Lebanon to bolster her foreign policy credentials. The cleric's press office said her aides had been told that a headscarf was required for the meeting and had been surprised by her refusal. But it was no surprise in the French political context. Law there bans headscarves in the public service and for high school pupils in the name of church-state separation and equal rights for women. Le Pen wants to extend that ban to all public places, a measure that would affect Muslims most of all.
Wait. She wants to ban wearing that everywhere in France?
That's what I just heard. And I was about to ask you the same thing. Did I just hear that right?
Yeah, in any public places?
That French woman is trying to prevent Muslims from wearing Muslim garbs in any public forum?
By the way, hey, this is a running theme on the show. Hey, Americans who are fucking complaining, about not being able to have religious freedom here, look at France. And, well, again, I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong, but they've
Aren't the Muslim women allowed to not wear that in their house?
I don't know how it works.
I'm pretty sure that they're allowed to be whatever they want in their house, and they have to put that on when they leave. But if they're not allowed to wear that in any public place, does that mean that they just stop wearing it?
I think what's happening is that a lot of cities over there have had issues, you know?
Oh, of course they have.
Yeah.
The leader has gained support at home from voters disillusioned by immigration and economic policy. Despite her popularity in France, opinion polls say she's likely to get the highest score in the first round of voting in April, but then lose to a mainstream candidate in the decisive second round vote in May.
Yeah, isn't that what they said about Trump and Hillary?
I believe so.
I'm just saying, you know.
That is exactly what they said about
forget
him.
Her beliefs. Good for her. She shouldn't have to wear one. Yeah, in their homes they can show themselves to their husband and family members, Mel says.
Not allowing it in public means they never wear it.
I agree with Mal. If a woman wants to wear it, at least I believe they should be allowed to wear it. So I don't agree with her that they shouldn't be allowed to wear it in public. I don't agree with her. I'm very much for freedom. If you want to wear it, a woman should be allowed to wear it. The issue is, though, is that we fight for that right, but how come the same people that are fighting for that right, which they should, and not being Islamophobic, they should also be going, but wait a second, there's a lot of women that are made to wear it that don't want to wear it. And that's a nasty truth, you know? That's a nasty truth that people don't want to talk about, you know? There's some people that they don't have a choice. It's not like they have freedom of religion where they could just go, I don't want to be. No, they have to.
Yeah,
you know?
They were born into it.
And not even just in, you know, Middle Eastern countries, man. It's happening in France and other places where, you know, they're beating up the story I sent you the other day where a woman in France, in Germany, not France, but in Germany, was stabbed in the neck. And all she was doing was coming back from a bar, and she was just a white, blonde woman coming back from a bar, and Muslims were mad that she didn't cover herself up. They said in the name of Allah, you should cover yourself up, and they stabbed her in the neck. She had, like, almost died. So, I mean, you know, that's the issue. And I know that's not all of them. I get it. But the problem is that the religion is...
Religion of peace, right?
Yeah, the problem is that Muslims today are acting the way Christians acted 4,000 years ago, or
exactly
2,000 years ago.
That's the thing. And it's like nobody's adjusting or getting with the times as far as that religion goes.
The problem is the rest of the world is using iPhones and they're still using a rotary. You know, like
yeah, right? They're refusing to update anything.
They're not compatible anymore. They're so locked in their ways, and it's sad because you see pictures of Iraq in the '50s and Saudi Arabia in the '50s before, you know,
the bombings
before it turned into a Muslim like hellhole. It was like really modern, you know.
Yeah,
actually,
it was beautiful.
Well, no, you could thank Saddam Hussein for that because he wasn't really religious. Like, he allowed it, but he didn't have that as his governing policy, and that's why he had, like, a tight fist around everything that was going on in his country. And, you know, and then he kind of had a big middle finger towards the U.S. to why we had issues with him in the first place.
Right.
But yeah, you look at any of these countries where that religion is the ruling body rather than people who are trying to actually make a difference are the ruling body.
Right.
And this kind of shit happens.
And
this is just dumb. All of it's just dumb.
Yeah.
I'm really curious about the CNN article that you shared, which has a video, Royce. So I don't know if you want to pull it up about the thing that astronomers have found.
I understand I was wrong. 4,000 years ago, there were no Christians. You know what I meant, asshole. Western echo, yeah. You dick. Fucking asshole.
Royce Lopez, the historian.
Shut up. Go ahead.
The astronomers discover 7 Earth-sized planets orbiting a nearby star.
Oh, yeah. NASA.
Yeah, I heard we're going to add a whole bunch of planets here soon, no?
Yeah, there's a video about it, but if...
By the way, I just found out yesterday, Kyrie Irving thinks the Earth is flat. Go ahead, Marie.
Yes, Irving, the basketball player. You want to put... Marie, pull that up. I'll talk about these planets real quick.
I don't know how to spell his name.
Just type...
Kyrie
what?
Irving.
What?
Just type flat Earth and Irving. It'll come up. Trust me, it'll come up. Astronomers discover seven Earth-sized planets orbiting a nearby star. Astronomers have found at least 7 Earth-sized planets orbiting a star 40 light-years away, according to a study. See, this is just audio with what I'm saying. The findings were also announced at a news conference at NASA headquarters in Washington. The discovery outside of our solar system is rare because the planets have the winning combination of being similar to the size of Earth and being all temperate, meaning they could have water on
potential,
the surface.
Dude, that is a huge discovery.
And potentially support life.
This huge discovery because it's rare. Like, our planet is an anomaly, like where you finally get like a bunch of floating rocks that will be orbiting around something that has, you know, life-giving heat and whatever. The fact that we found another solar system that's very similar to ours is that's huge.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
40 light years?
Yeah, 40 light
that's
years.
That's not that far.
The 7 explorants were found in the tight formation around an ultra-cool dwarf star called TRAPPIST-1. Estimations of their mass also indicate
dwarf star.
That
they're really people.
That they
are they really stars?
Estimates that their mass also indicates that they are rocky planets rather than being gaseous like Jupiter. 3 planets are in the habitable zone of the star and may even have oceans on the surface. Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Dude.
The researchers believe that TRAPPIST-1F in particular is the best candidate for supporting life.
Do we have telescopes that are that far out into space that can see this shit?
They launch probes, and over time, the probes get far enough, and they bounce signals. It's fucking nuts how they do it.
How far? What's the most famous one that we have out there? Telescope. Hubble. Is Hubble still just floating just in a straight line?
I'm pretty sure Hubble passed, like, Pluto or something recently.
Because that got shot out in, like, what, 70-something?
Marie, look up the Hubble. No, that's
it's just on a trajectory. Like, there's nothing powering it, correct?
Yeah. It entered orbit in 1990 and remains in operation.
Oh, it's just in our orbit? Yeah, I thought we shot it out of orbit.
It's funny because Neil Tyson Degrasse was on Rogan's podcast. And
I love him.
He was on for 2 hours, and he was just him talking about stuff. He was saying that a real promise we're going to have is there's so much junk in our atmosphere because so many things we've launched that we're going to have an issue later on leaving our fucking planet because of all the trash. That
just the amount of satellites and everything we have up there?
It's a ridiculous amount of trash that we have up there. This discovery could be a significant in the puzzle finding habitable environments, places that are conducive for life, answering the questions, are we alone in the top science priority and finding so many planets like these for the first time in the habitable zone is a remarkable
thing. So they already have this whole thing. What are they calling this? TRAPPIST system?
TRAPPIST-1F.
Can we just call it something cool?
Yeah, why don't we call it like
Joel's system?
No.
No?
No. The Royce way.
I like the first one better.
No.
Marie, you got to vote.
What are my choices again?
What are we
named? Okay, so right now it's the TRAPPIST-1F system. I want to call it the Joel system.
And I want to call it the Royce way.
Royce way.
Thank you.
You son of a bitch.
And we've learned from studying and discovering.
It sounded like the Milky Way.
You bitch.
sounded like the Milky Way, and it sounded more believable.
The planets are so close to each other that the star that there are that's why they're so
fuel. They've already figured out their orbital period. Like, how well are they able to see this?
Dude, scientists are fucking awesome.
Science rules.
Isn't it crazy, dude?
How they discover? I can't believe that we just now figured this out, but they already have.
Here you go.
What their orbital. All right. System.
How was the discovery made? TRAPPIST-1 barely classifies as a star at half the temperature and tenth the mass of the sun. It's red, dim, and just a bit larger than Jupiter. But these tiny ultra-cool dwarf stars are common in our galaxy. They're largely overlooked until Gillian decided to study the space around one of these dwarfs. The researchers used a telescope called TRAPPIST, which stands for Transiting Planets of Planetal Mass Small Telescope, to observe its starlight and changes in brightness. The team saw shadows like little eclipses periodically.
That's how they're able to see the pattern.
So that's how they saw it.
Interesting.
Little eclipses.
In July, the team was able to determine that two of the closer planets to the stars had atmospheres and were most compact. And
here's the problem, though. I'm looking at this thing. Mm-hmm. So our full rotation around the sun is 365.2 days. The longest rotation between all these planets, how many are there? Seven planets. 12.35 days. These planets are flying around this.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. The gravitational pull is fine. It doesn't make a difference. The researchers are all researching for similar star systems. This is the most exciting news I've seen in 14 years, said Sean Carey, manager at the Science Center and at Caltech in Pasadena, California.
That's huge when you find that kind
of
stuff.
Dude, that should be bigger news. Nobody fucking cares because they'd rather be yelling.
Well, you know who does? Us.
Yeah.
Right, we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Was it the Hubble that took these photos?
No, I don't think so.
You sure?
No, I'm not positive.
Unless the Hubble TRAPPIST is something different than the Hubble.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm having a hard time reading science and also paying attention to the show.
Reading science is hard.
It's really hard to multitask with both. BuzzFeed articles, I can handle looking up an article all day long and also doing this show, but I'm like, wow, these are really long-winded. Can someone please figure out where the Hubble Space Telescope is?
I didn't realize that Mars took 2 years to go around the sun. Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
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 All right. Another story, Marie? Go ahead.
I want to know more about space.
No, we don't.
Did you guys hear that they're trying to make Pluto a planet again by reclassifying it?
Why did it get kicked off of it in the first place, and why are we trying to bring it back?
I think it got kicked off because it was deemed too small and because...
Are you fucking size-shaming the planets now?
And I think it had something to do with maybe it circled Neptune, or like it went in Neptune's orbit and it might have just been a moon.
Remember something about that. You have to have a full orbit. It can't cross other orbits because they're at a planet.
Yeah. But now they're trying to make Pluto a planet again. And then I heard if they change the criteria for Pluto to be a planet, then we actually might get other planets.
Maul says they should name it Pluto Classic when they go back. So people get like they did with Coke.
Right.
Pluto Classic. All the planet you remember in middle school. I remember when Pluto was a planet, man. It was fucking great. The world was better. There was no war. It was just amazing. Right, Dutch?
Yes.
Just lie to me, okay?
Yeah.
Marie, why don't you read another story? I would like you to read the one about the caretaker. That would be great.
Which caretaker?
Well, this caretaker. A caretaker charged...
Oh, gave a 100-year-old man a lap dance?
That's correct.
Well, that just sounds nice.
It's awesome. What a great caretaker.
Of course it's from Sandusky, Ohio, which has nothing to do with Jerry Sandusky from Pennsylvania.
If that's your last name, which is a very common last name.
It's not our last name. English. It's a town.
Sandusky, Ohio.
No, I'm just saying in general, you got to change the last name.
Yeah, that town needs to change her name.
The town does need to change the name.
Because now you know they're calling it Kid Fucker, Ohio.
Of course they are. A 26-year-old former nursing home employee in Ohio was arrested after she reportedly danced provocatively for a 100-year-old resident.
Why is that a problem?
This is a bad mugshot, but she looks like she might be pretty.
She could be.
Could be. Sandusky police said Brittany Fultz gave something like a lap dance to the man. They added she also flashed her breasts and upper part of her buttocks. That just sounds nice. He's 100 years old. Brittany was busted after a fellow employee. 26.
I think I found her. I think I found her Facebook on.
Show us your boobs!
Who recorded the dance on his cell phone later, showed it to a supervisor. Fultz
is, what a narc.
I know, right? Fultz is facing a charge of gross sexual imposition, which is
I
a
wouldn't
fourth
call
degree
it
felony.
Gross. Sorry, go ahead.
Is she gross? That's the thing. Is she an iceberg?
I mean, for a 100-year-old, it's pretty good.
Yeah, the Sandusky police said it was disturbing to see a 100-year-old man treated that way. I'd say high-five the man.
Yeah, like, did we ask him how he felt? Did we ask how he felt?
That's the thing. If he like, let's just say he's a 100-year-old gay man, then that's a little, that's
still,
fucking.
Still, I still think the gay man would be like, you go, girl.
Potentially. I'm trying to, like, think of the other side of the argument. Like, who could be against this?
Fultz pleaded not guilty Tuesday. Attorney says Fultz should be exonerated because it was a prank intended to make the man feel good. The attorney alleges that even though the resident has dementia, he had the capacity to say no but didn't. Oh, the guy had dementia.
Yes, even still.
It wasn't like she stuck her pussy in his
face. I'm
going to
say
just
right now, if
dance.
I ever get dementia, I'm fine with a lap dance. Never charge the woman.
You might need to put that in paper.
No, I don't care. Just listen. This is fine. Have this recording on me at all times.
Verbal agreement.
All right. Note it. 2/22, National Margarita Day. Roy says he can accept the lap dance.
Today's National Margarita Day?
Yes, it is.
And why are we going to go out to
make myself
dinner?
A margarita?
Well, everyone just go get a margarita right now.
Go get a margarita, guys. Go. That's the thing. Margaritas
aren't
quick.
Grab me one while you're out there.
Margaritas aren't quick drinks. You just can't go whip one. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
I'm
I was going to say, like, I got to get my triple sec. I got to get some limes.
You're not like, it's not like a Jack and Coke. Or, I'm done. It's like with lime, we have to, then salt the glass. It's a whole fucking process.
I usually go no salt. You?
I like salt. Margarita. Nah. I'm a fan of salt. Yeah. I go on the rocks. I don't like it frozen. Frozen is for faggots, you know?
Yeah, that gives me, I've had too many ice cream headaches.
Yeah.
Or brain freeze.
Brain freeze.
It's.
Yeah, if I'm going to get an ice cream headache, it should be ice cream that causes it.
It's true.
Right. I've always just called it an ice cream headache.
I've always had a hard time getting over the taste of tequila. I can still taste it through margarita.
You don't like tequila?
No, not really.
Not a fan.
Not a fan. But some margaritas are good, but it's mostly because. Mass the taste of the tequila.
My buddy Joe, like whenever we drink, like he doesn't get beer or whatever. He just gets tequila on the rocks and he has like a big tumbler of it. And I'm just like, dude, no chaser, nothing. He's just sipping on it like a gentleman. I'm like, I don't know if I can do that. Scotch, I can do it, but not tequila.
That actually sounds like that's a more healthier alternative if he's not downing it really quickly than a lot
He just sips on it like it's water.
Yeah.
Weird.
Then, you know. Having a lot of mixed drinks that have sugar and everything, tequila is supposed to, in small doses, it's actually supposed to help your digestive system and stuff because of the whole made from a
agave. Yeah, Joe doesn't go small doses. Joey has down like an entire bottle of Cuervo.
Jeez.
Not Cuervo. His go-to is, what is this? Patron? Not Patron. The better one than Patron. I'll be out here.
Better one than Patron.
There's one up from there.
I don't know what's better than Patron.
I know the fictional one from Breaking Bad.
I know the Tres Comas
from Silicon Valley. Valley.
No, it's got a name. Somebody help me out in the chat room. I'll yell it out if I think of it. Go ahead.
South Florida toxic tush fake doctor pleads no contest in Broward court. Check this out.
Oh, wait, is this the guy who, the plastic surgeon guy who killed people?
Here you go, check this
out. After in the so-called toxic tush case, a case so outrageous it made national headlines. Today, the transgender woman at the center of the illegal butt implants case entering a plea in court. NBC6 reporter Marissa Back is live in Fort Lauderdale to explain the latest in the cosmetic saga here. Marissa.
Juwan, the defendant put the brakes on.
By the way, Marissa looks like she's on a softball team, if you know what
no,
I mean.
No time delays in that one. That was a good system that they got there.
It's called Skype.
On this trial, just before it was set to begin, she knew she could be spending the rest of her life in prison if she had been convicted on these charges. So instead, she entered a plea that will likely carry a much shorter sentence.
And then ask these charges, how would you like to plead? Guilty or no contest?
No contest.
Another stint in jail could be ahead for O'Neill Morris, the transgender woman at the center of disturbing cosmetic surgery cases in...
What prison does she go to?
Oh, Marie Bowie, I think it's Don Julio.
Don Julio?
Don Julio, yeah.
Because there's also the 1800.
No, I think he was a Don Julio guy.
What prison does this person go to?
I don't know. How would I know that?
Is that picture that Molly posted? Is that the one? Is that the
that's the woman? Plants? That's what? Her, yeah. That's one
Jesus.
Of them.
Jesus.
Here, let's go.
Convicted on these charges, so instead she.
I did ask these charges. How would you like to plead? Guilty or no contest?
No contest.
Another stint in jail could be ahead for O'Neill Morris, the transgender woman at the center of disturbing cosmetic surgery cases in South Florida. Today, she pleaded no contest to manslaughter and multiple practicing medicine without a license charges that would have carried decades of years in prison if a jury found her guilty. Instead, she faces a maximum of 15 years behind bars. She told the judge the media played a part in why she chose to avoid a trial.
Not with how the media is portraying me to be, so okay. I think this is the best way.
O'Neill garnered national attention when the story first broke in 2011 that she injected women's backsides with cement and Fix-A-Flat.
Whoa!
Cement?
Did you hear that? Did you hear that, everybody?
Did you see her own
ass? Did you hear that?
Fix-A-Flat?
Cement.
And cement.
Oh, my God.
And Fix-A-Flat.
How do you inject cement?
Carefully. I mean, well, it's still wet.
That's what I'm trying to... That's a really thick consistency. Like, I can't imagine any... Unless you just, like, drill a hole and have, like, a cough gun. Yeah, I was going to say,
needles wouldn't work, right?
Now, I'm not sure. Is that good for you to have Fix-A-Flat and cement inside you?
I don't know.
Can we get a doctor on the phone?
Yeah.
I don't think we need a doctor.
Let's call Dr. B. See, like, why are you guys calling me about this?
He probably knows her. Yeah.
You're supposed to call
Florida.
Me about real things.
Yeah.
If she lives in South Florida, she might actually be part of his
she might work
circle.
With him. Here we go.
2-year-old Shatarka Newby died in prison.
Hold on.
Shatarka Newby?
I had to back up just a little bit.
You have to hear that name?
Women's backsides with cement and Fix-A-Flat. 32-year-old Shatarka Newby died in prison after receiving the injections. In 2013, Morris pleaded guilty to practicing medicine without a license and spent about a year in jail in Miami-Dade County.
I'm just happy this case is over. You know, it impacted my life a lot.
Is she going to male jail or female
That's
jail?
That's what I was asking earlier when you were talking about tequila. Where's the beef?
Oh, sorry.
And God has really prevailed for me.
This stronger...
God has prevailed for you. You killed somebody, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, but they wanted that cement in their ass.
I don't think they did.
...in jail in Miami-Dade County.
I'm just happy this case is over. You know, it impacted my life a lot, and God has really prevailed for me.
This stronger case surfaced when more patients came forward saying they had complications when Morris injected them. Morris agreed to the plea deal today just before jury selection was about to start in her trial. So again, Morris faces a maximum of 15 years in jail tied to all of these charges. I'm told that former patients could be writing letters to the judge to try to influence his decision on the sentence. That decision expected to come down sometime the next few weeks.
Now, when people say they have complications to a procedure where the procedure was to inject cement into your ass,
mm-hmm.
What complications... could there be if you agreed to the cement?
I think maybe is that like we didn't know what the ingredients were. We just thought that she was injecting silicone into her butts.
But she pretending to be, that she have fake medical papers and everything.
I'm assuming.
Like, that's my thing. Like I'm wondering because I'm not trying to blame the people that it happened to. I'm just wondering how much they vetted this woman before having a procedure. Like
look at her in the courtroom with her big ass. And she probably injected the same shit in her ass, and she probably just turned around and said, okay, this is what I have done to me. I can do it for you.
Yeah, but she probably doesn't have cement in her ass. She probably did something different for herself.
Hmm.
Because I can't see how you wouldn't die from your body trying to attack the cement being injected into your body.
Right. Fix-A-Flat. That's even better.
That's all chemicals. I don't even know what Fix-A-Flat is made out of, but it's not supposed to be in your body.
Yeah, it's but yeah.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing is, even
is it
if,
complications when you do even, that? Look, that's expectation.
Even if you put Fix-A-Flat in your tires, you're supposed to take it out eventually and get it patched. So I'm assuming in your butt, right. It's probably worse. I'm not positive. I'm not a mechanic or a doctor mechanic, which I guess you need in this situation. But you know, I'm going to side on don't put Fix-A-Flat in your butt.
I would also side with don't put Fix-A-Flat in your butt.
Yeah.
And what about you, Dutch?
Dennis says, clearly she must be cemental.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
He called himself out immediately, though.
Oh, God.
That's a good one. Good one, buddy.
God, you're annoying. Everything you say is annoying.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Oh, God. Oh, God. It left a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah. It was a little gritty, right?
Move on.
Oh!
Why don't we move on to the Washington Post?
Candace, WAPO?
Candace Wiggins says she was bullied in the WNBA for being straight.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Is that what's going on now? Oh, no.
Back in 2015, Candace Wiggins...
All 2 years ago?
...had nothing but good things to say about Pride Night hosted by the WNBA Chicago Sky. Take the stance, it was really nice. Wiggins, then playing for the New York Liberty, told ESPNW's
now,
Michelle Vopel.
Who's watching women's basketball?
I don't know. They have a fan. It's good to open up conversations to get people more comfortable with things that maybe before they didn't identify with.
I'm more comfortable with being gay than watching women's basketball.
I agree.
To be honest.
I was just talking about it. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess it's easier to come out being gay than come out to your parents that you watch women's basketball.
Yeah.
Mom, Dad, sit down. I have something to tell you.
I'm a huge fan of the Lynx. You don't have something else better to do than watch women's basketball?
No. It's how I want to live my life, okay, Mom?
You don't
what
have
about
any
men's?
Other...
I mean, I hear
no.
Russell Westbrook's
I
good.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
There's no other hobby that captivates you mm-hmm. more than the WNBA. Then again, I'm a poor judge. I hate all sports.
Well, it says that it's a good open conversation to get people comfortable with things that maybe before they didn't identify with. I was just talking about it with one of my teammates. What if the NBA got into having a Pride Night? I wonder what it would be like, but I think we're setting a great example. Wiggins retired after 2015 season, and her stance since then appears to have changed considerably, both about the league's sexual politics and about the WNBA as a whole. In comments made to the San Diego Union-Tribune, she now claims that she was bullied throughout her career for being heterosexual. Me being heterosexual and straight, being focal in my identity as a straight woman was huge, Wiggins said. I would say 98% of the women in WNBA are gay women. It was a...
98, wow.
It was a conformist type of place. There was a whole different set of rules the other players could apply. There was a lot of jealousy and competition. We were all fighting for crumbs, Wiggins said. The way I looked at it, the way I played, those things contribute to the tension. People were deliberately trying to hurt me all the time. I never been called the B word so many times in my life that I was...
Not basketball?
I was in my rookie season. I'd never been thrown to the ground so much. The message was, we want you to know that we don't like you. So this is like the opposite of what would happen in the NBA.
Yeah.
Because the NBA would... They are notoriously homophobic in those locker rooms. Like, that's a fact.
Well, I think any locker room, like, that's just a fun thing to throw around is by calling your buddy a fag.
Well, again,
Kyrie
Irving thinks the earth is flat, so, you know.
Yeah, there is that, too.
Nobody cares.
Well, I mean, look what happened with Jeremy Lin. Just because he was Asian, he got ran out of New York by Carmelo Anthony and the rest
of those racists.
Whoa.
Jeremy Lin is Asian?
Did you see his jump shot? Between Stoudemire... Carmelo Anthony and I think at the time Matt Barnes and whoever else was on that team were like they were pissed off that an Asian player, not a black guy, was getting all the attention when he was awesome for the Knicks during that run during the Linsanity thing.
Right.
That they basically ran him out. Like they refused to talk to him. They'd call him fag to his face. Like, dude, he came out and said that it was just ridiculous the amount of racism that was coming from the black players towards him because he was Asian.
Putting aside skepticism about Wiggins' assertion that a handful of NBA players are homosexual, all but a handful are, with 12 active players on each team of the 12 teams, and 98% would leave about three straight players total. The former three number overall pick in 2008 Stanford also had blunt things to say about the league's general prospects. Nobody cares about the WNBA. Viewership is minimal. Ticket sales are very low. They give away tickets and people don't come to the game, she said, comparing her struggles stateside with her incredible experience playing in Europe. There were salaries for women's basketball players are much higher overseas, she says. Wiggins is working on her autobiography based on journals she kept during WNBA career. The Union Tribune reports will be inducted into San Diego Area Sports Hall of Fame Tuesday.
Were you just saying that the women's basketball or women's sports in general is more popular in Europe?
It is, actually.
Apparently, yeah. I mean, it is. It really is.
That makes sense. I feel like Europeans would be open-minded to women playing things.
I can't imagine.
Well, it's not about open-mindedness. It's just, it's bad basketball. Have you seen women, the WNBA?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's bad.
98% doesn't sound right. I can't imagine 98% of them. But, I mean, I would...
89%.
Let's argue that the overall majority may be, let's say, 50%. That's a lot. Do you think she was really bullied for being that? I don't know, because I haven't heard the other side of the story, so I don't want to just say she's right.
I can see that, yeah, dude. Once you get a... You were just talking about, like, hey, do you have the majority of people who are doing something think a certain way? If anybody who is not that... You don't think that would come into play? 89% are all gay, and you're one who's straight, and people find out about that, you're getting hazed, or people would intentionally talk about eating pussy in front of you. Kind of like, just imagine if the majority of the NFL was gay. You don't think that the guys who were straight would get bullied for it? Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they had the first open gay guy, and they kind of pushed him out.
Nah, pushed him out. He just wasn't good.
He sucked. Well,
do you think if we start going through the idea of gender neutral to the point where we don't even say genders, as you were saying in the beginning of this show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just I'm dating this guy now.
Right.
Or girl.
Do you think that would break down sports leagues where men and women are playing separately and just
allow? I hope so, but here's the thing is everybody wants to be part of a group. And... True. Whether it be a race, sexual orientation, a sports fandom, I hope it goes away, but I don't see it happening anytime soon because there's so much of their people's identity are lumped into whatever group they've affiliated with. So,
yeah, I would like to think that there'd be women good enough to be able to be on a team full of men and hold their own, but I also don't know if that would be true. For the most part, like, I don't know if a woman would be good enough to play against men's football, you know?
Well, here's the thing. You can. Any woman could try out for a football team. And they had that girl that was, like, really good at kicking field goals, and then she just fell apart during the combine.
Right.
Like, any girl can join. It's just, you know, they don't – everything with a football is down to the bottom line. Can you play and can you help a team? We don't care what you look like. Just – can you do it? And nobody has done it so far. So.
Right.
Well, here's another story. Is it retro or sad? Urban Outfitters is selling a $45 AOL t-shirt.
How many dollars?
$45.
I want to firebomb that entire chain of stores. They're the ones who invented hipsters.
Urban Outfitters?
Urban Outfitters is tapping into 90s nostalgia by introducing a t-shirt that with the old AOL logo. By the way, it's just a great t-shirt with the old AOL logo.
It looks really stupid.
$40.
Sure, AOL is still a company, but there's been a long...
They're the Trader Joe's of clothes.
The shirt is produced for Urban Outfitters by Slackerwear company called Ultra Apparel, which has a tongue-in-cheek commercial that celebrates AOL archaic dial-up process.
What a terrible logo America Online had. It was a triangle with two moons inside of it.
Ultra specializes companies that refuse to die. It's close, featuring the logo of a Polaroid camera company, which also this is hipster clothes. The AOL t-shirt might seem like a strange choice for millennials who barely alive during the dial-up days, but it's less controversial than some of the Urban Outfitters past offers, which include Kent State sweatshirt with faux blood splatters and drunk Jesus t-shirt honoring St. Patrick's Day.
Kent State with blood splatter.
Look that up.
I'm borderline offended by that.
Are you?
Nothing. I never get offended. Dude, that was Kent State when they had those protests in the 60s. You remember this, right?
Yeah.
And the police just opened fire on the students. Like, they didn't even attempt to, like, break up, like, a student protest. They just started shooting everybody. Wow.
Maybe they asked a question first.
Yeah, wow. Apparently they did. Yeah, here's the picture.
You don't know about Kent State?
No, I do know about Kent State. I didn't know Urban Outfitters did this, is what I'm saying.
Why would you buy that?
It's a little fucked up.
Why would anyone buy that?
I end up laughing.
$129.
That's $129. Okay, yeah. Urban Outfitters, just go fuck your mother.
Why did someone bother to make it? And then sell it for that much money. Why anything? Why all the things?
Because they would say... we're online with protesting shit, and this is more of a statement than it is making fun of it, I guess.
I guess. It's not even pretty.
Dennis says, I kind of want one now.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty funny.
Well, I mean, is it?
I don't... look, that was a tragic thing that happened. Like, that was like one of the first, like, oh my God, we're in a military state as a country. And that was when everything was going against the Vietnam War at the time.
But and, it's yeah. not, but it's not a joke about it. It's just
funny.
It's just a blood splattered shirt. It's, there's no humor to it.
It's pretty funny.
That's what I'm saying. I think they were, if you ask the designer, like, oh, it's more in line of we're protesting.
Whoa. Maul says they did this too. That looks like a fucking Nazi for concentration camp uniform.
With a Jewish star on it.
Are you serious? No.
What is Urban Outfitters doing?
Was that really them?
That just looks like a striped shirt where they have the Jewish symbols sewn in, which is they used to make Jews label themselves. I don't think it's a concentration camp uniform. I think it's just a striped shirt.
Anti-Defamation League. Oh, God, another one. Anti-Defamation League. Urban Outfitters makes horrific travesty reminiscent of Holocaust garb. Yeah, no, it's real.
I'm starting to turn now. Fucking idiots.
Is Urban Outfitters just doing social experiments
on us?
What
are they doing?
I don't know. They're taking hipster to a new level, man.
Maybe they ran out of stuff Maul to be original
posted,
about.
Maul posted a link, 15 Urban Outfitter controversy. 15?
I'm reading through right now.
Number one.
I think they're doing this on purpose.
Number one, shampoo for suicidal hair. Urban Outfitters decided to pull Peachy Head shampoo for suicidal hair from its shelves April 2016 after outraged customers took offense at the bottle seemingly making light of suicide. That's not that bad. A travesty. Eerily reminiscent of the Holocaust. We just talked about that. A vintage full blood Kent State sweatshirt. We just talked about that. A pill bottle shaped alcohol paraphernalia. That is awesome. What? Hold on. Is there a picture of it?
I don't know. They really have.
Prescription drug abuse, the country's leading cause of accidental death. So it's not surprising. The Urban Outfitters line of shock glass, pint glasses. It's. Pro Boost shorts for kids. Urban Outfitters' biggest customers is a pool is 18 to 20, 40 crowd, followed by under 18 age groups. So it should be no surprise that the anti-underage drinking advocates were incensed at a line of alcohol-related T-shirts being hawked by the retailer.
I vote for vodka. Misery loves alcohol.
I drink vodka till you're cute.
That's marketed towards kids. That's a great.
USA drinking team. The punk as fuck shirt. Upon checking on teenagers' daughters online order from Urban Outfitters.
Yeah, it's website, just because of cursing.
New Jersey. Because it had the F-bomb. Who cares? The Holocaust evoking Jewish star shirt. This one right here.
What are they doing?
Estro Navajo fashion.
I don't know.
In October 2011, Sasha Houston Brown, a member of this.
They reported them thought that they were going to get away with that.
The Urban Outfitter.
I think they did.
Okay, so they made fun of a Navajo, blatant racist knockoffs of Navajo clothing, stealing woman's necklace design. In 2011, Chicago jewelry designer Steve Kroner was sent a link to Urban Outfitters website, which was selling a line of jewelry nearly identical to his two-year-old World United States love line. My heart sank a little. She wrote on her blog, I understand that.
Oh, so they steal shit.
Yeah, they do.
Wow.
The next day, and then they pulled it. The Obama slash black t-shirt option. In January 2010, Jezebel editor Anna North noticed a t-shirt for sale on Urban Outfitters website in two color combinations, white and charcoal, and Obama slash black. Urban Outfitters said that they screwed up and are sincerely sorry, explaining they had intentionally developed a color called Obama blue. They accidentally appeared on the website. Fine, Urban Outfitters, you're not racist, just careless. Pulling away gay marriage t-shirts. In 2008, in the heart of California, voted the gay marriage killing Proposition 8. Urban Outfitters started selling T-shirts embellished with the phrase, I support same-sex marriage. They pulled it from shelves and the websites less than a week later, with buyer blaming too much bad press. Shirt designers Tara Littman. So what? They're allowed to pull their shirts. Like,
well, that's fine. Shit.
The Eat Less T-shirt. The group of Urban Outfitters was offended. Anyone who thinks it's a bad idea to sell V-neck T-shirts with the words "Eat Less" on it, displayed on a rail thin brunette model, there were enough of those people that are back.
Yeah, but what if a fat guy wears it?
True. The victimized armed Palestinian T-shirts. What the fuck is wrong with them?
What are they doing?
A shirt with Palestinian youth carrying an AK-47. Holy shit! Assault
with the
rifle.
Word victimized.
What? Of course, boy. This T-shirt is supporting terrorism. Said fashion designer Lee Weiss, quoted, I will never shop there again.
Fucking probably pissed off a lot of Jews.
The salacious photo of a 15-year-old. 2011 California model Hillary Clausen, then 16, suing Urban Outfitters $20 million saying they had used a blatantly salacious photo of her. I want to see this picture.
Of course you do.
I can't find it. Someone find it.
It's in the... okay.
A blatantly salacious photo of her on a shirt without permission. Photographer Jason Lee Perry snapped a picture of Clausen in short leather shorts, legs spread, and sitting on the back of a motorcycle. When she was 15, Perry allegedly agreed not to release the photo after Clausen's modeling agent complained. The focus of the shot is her crotch area, says the lawsuit.
It's a good
There's focus.
There's
the picture I posted in the chat room.
Oh, yeah, that's a...
15-year-old and you're putting that on your fucking shirt?
The next one is Ghettoopoly. In 2003, Urban Outfitters angered African-American communities. Hey, African... Oh, they did it right. With Monopoly knockoff called Ghettoopoly, featuring properties like Cheap Trick Avenue, Smitty's Triple X Peep Show, and Hustle bonus cards. You got your whole neighborhood addicted to crack, collect $50. Black clergy called for a boycott. There's no way that the game could be taken in any way other than it was racist. Holy fuck, Urban Outfitters. Dude.
Army applauds the balls that they have, yeah. But at the same time, it's like they cater to the hipster crowd that I hate so much. So
yeah, it's hard to...
I wonder if it's a marketing scheme to keep them in the headlines so that they don't have to pay for advertising.
More than likely, yeah.
I mean, we're talking about it.
But hipsters, like, that's all they shop at is there.
So. Right. I guess somebody would have bought that shirt. I think they at least made one sale for all those shirts.
That Kent State shirt still...
Awesome.
It's like, what the fuck? Ooh, that's the thing is, like, you have to imagine, that's where I always go to, like, you know, you got either, like, the sales team or whoever it is that's in charge of these kind of things. Like, okay, we need some new designs. We're rolling over, you know, from this last 3 month stint. What do we got? Kent State with blood on it. Yeah. There you go. Charlie gets a good job.
Can you imagine being a sales rep in just a normal mall and someone walking in saying, I'm looking for something both warm but also a fashion statement. What can you give me? Oh, I got just the thing for you.
A 15-year-old with a pussy hanging out.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Yeah, we got up to the end. It was a fast show. We did fun, didn't we? We didn't get through all the prep. Were you going to read the prep that we didn't get to?
Okay.
Cousin Joe show tomorrow. Make sure to look, search for Hippo Juice, Dutch and Royce on iTunes and Google Play. If you want to subscribe directly, you can do that now. Go ahead.
Video release of Harrison Ford flying dangerously close to passenger plane.
It was crazy.
South Florida toxic tush. Oh, wait. We read that one. Her name was Toxic Tush. We read the Urban Outfitters thing, and American Airlines starts selling basic economy fares.
Basic bitch. All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
God, he was so frigging buff, I couldn't believe it.